13, Houston.
Go ahead.
Okay, we have several items here. First is a reminder on the PTC that R1 should be 375.375 degrees as last night to get 0.3 degree rotation rate. Second one.
Okay, copy that.
Okay, second one. At 32 hours, looking at Bennett's Comet, we want the pictures taken when the spacecraft is as stable as it's going to be before starting PTC. The stability requirement is very high. We weren't sure if you understood that from what we passed up. In addition, the photographs might not show as much as the eye can see of the comet, so if you see anything interesting about the structure of the comet, why, sketching it is in order, encouraged, over.
Okay, Vance, what we'll do is when we get to attitude, we'll disable the quads and do like we did last night. We'll let Guido and you people down there tell us when you think we're stable enough. Then we'll do all this work with the DAC on the sextant first, and then we'll put the, when we get that done, we'll go back and put the sextant eyepiece back on and see what we can observe visually.
Okay, that sounds good. Also, while you're waiting for the vehicle to stabilize, it might be interesting to have the eyepiece on and be looking at it visually. Okay, next item. Your SPS burn had no anomalies whatsoever. It was a very good burn.
Okay, very good.
Next item, request hydrogen tank 1 heater off for balancing purposes. And Apollo 13, another item. Something that we have observed and you might be seeing is a slight TCE fluctuation on fuel cell 3. This fluctuation has been going from about 152 to 160 over a 37 second period. It has been seen on other flights in the past. No one is worried about it, but the usual fluctuation is about 1.5 degrees instead of the second, or instead of 7 seconds. So, thought you should be aware of it.
Okay, Vance, and one other slight distinction we've noted is the flow hydrogen versus oxygen is not exactly matched on fuel cell 3 either.
Okay, we copy. And the last item, we'd like to send you an IRIG update. So at your convenience request, Poon accept.
Okay, we're in Poon accept, Vance.
Okay.
CFD or disabled, Vance.
Roger, disabled. And down here, we see that your hydrogen and oxygen on the fuel cell are exactly matched, so we suspect it's purely a spacecraft readout problem.